Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. Betty, thank you very much for joining us. The opening of St. Thomas More, the new St. Thomas More School in Fairview, is happening not too long from now. Comments on the fact that a lot of progress has been made and St. Thomas More is back in operation and, well, I guess now part of the Holy Family Catholic Division as well.
That's correct. Our opening of the temporary school, we call it a temporary school because it is a portable school. The opening of the K-9 portable school is on Monday, this coming Monday, starting at 11 o'clock. We're still doing the program up to determine the order of how we're going to do our opening. We have our students involved in the opening. They're going to be singing O Canada. The MC is a student. Acknowledgement of our territory is going to be done by a student. So we're basically going to do a celebration and a welcome of this school into our school division and finalize it. It's a wonderful thing to see the school being vibrant. We've lost a little bit of enrollment, but we have maintained a healthy enrollment, which we hope will continue into the future. And from what we can see, staff are very pleased, parents are very pleased with the building, and we're just looking forward to having them join us and be part of us, Holy Family School Division.
How pleased are you that the progress has been made at the rate it has been with not only the transfer of St. Thomas More, but also the subsequent opening from then to now?
It's been very fast. We had all hands on deck in our central office supporting the school and the staff, the building itself, and kudos to all of our staff that helped out with this transition, right from maintenance to our student support all the way through. So I'm very, very amazed, actually, when I look back on it, how quickly we had it happen, and all of the partners that supported us in making sure that the building was up and running before they moved in. We had our students K-6 over in a provincial building. The staff transitioned from that provincial building into the modulars very, very positively, and it's amazing how things can work when people have a positive attitude and want to see a successful outcome.
That's a good point you bring up. Stakeholders, parents, students, administration, staff, teachers, you know, the list is quite long as far as stakeholders are concerned and as far as the people associated with the school is concerned. How positive has feedback been in this whole process?
Very positive. And like I said, you know, when all hands are on deck and everybody is positive about wanting a successful outcome, then, you move in that direction because you're highly motivated to do so. And for all intents and purposes, we've had nothing but positive responses. And, you know, when an obstacle is put in front of you, you look for ways to get around that obstacle or to move that obstacle or just squash that obstacle, for lack of a better word. So it's more about being very positive and knowing that it can be successful. And when all stakeholders feel that way, it makes the job easier.
There's a lot of things to do. I know the big event is the grand opening happening on Monday. After the opening happens, what is next on the to-do list as far as St. Thomas More is concerned?
The Board of Trustees will have to make some decisions around what to do with the building that's presently, the old St. Thomas More building that's presently on the property. They are already getting some reports and they will have to sit in and discuss what the options are. It's not a permanent fix where we are right now. Again, it's called portables because they are portable, which means it's not a permanent structure. And, that community wants a K-12 St. Thomas More school, and the board is very, you know, they have acknowledged that. So there will be some community consultations taking place with the stakeholders, parents of the STM students, to find out, you know, the direction and to get some feedback on some of the options that are out there before the board makes a decision as to, you know, do they mediate the building and renovate? Do they lobby for a replacement building, a new K-12 school, or you know, work with partners in the community to see what is the best fit? But this board is committed to maintaining and supporting a K-12 system, separate system for STM in Fairview.
Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. Betty, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith.